the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Wow. So that's pretty cool, and I love it.
It's wonderful to be able to have your family together in times like this, because there's so many people that can't reach out. I know my father is in Los Angeles, and he's in his 80s, and I drove out there, and he goes, oh, we're going to give you an elbow. I said, no, you're going to give me a hug and a kiss. If we go, we're going together.
Yeah.
we're family, and I'm not going to do that. My mother lives with us. She's 90. My niece comes to visit. I just cannot live in a bubble. And that's what all this is causing us to live in a bubble. But you're not in a bubble. You're here on the Edge with me, April.
Right?
Yes, you are. So it's so nice to see you, Karen Joy Fritz. We are going to have a very spirited conversation. You have a very interesting business model. You have a very interesting story and path. And we're going to play something called The Path. And it's a game that you've created to really help business entrepreneurs gain a little bit more insight as to what they're doing, what they're feeling, and to give some direction. And I'm going to be your guinea pig, per se. So thank you so much for being here on the Edge with me and the Brains. Tell us a little bit about you.
I am living in Colorado, and I love living here because I ride a motorcycle a lot, and I have the choice of riding in the mountains or going up into the waterways. And so it really works for me to be able to get out into nature and regroup so that I can bring the best of myself back in when I'm coming back in to do business work and inner work and tech stuff and all of that.
You ride a motorcycle. That's impressive. I wanted to ride a motorcycle, but Mr. Magnificent deterred me. He goes, oh, baby, once those bugs get to slapping you in the face and splitting the lane and all that kind of stuff, you're not one to do that. Well, he was just jealous. That's all. What got you on the back of a bike?
I was on the back of a bike once. He was pretty cute. I was, in my late 40s, the first time that I was on the back of the bike, and it was utterly terrifying. Like, I couldn't see, I couldn't control, I didn't know what was coming, and I was like, never again. I ride my own. So my favorite introduction is, my name is Karen, and I ride a 500-pound white tiger motorcycle. Sounds sexy. Yeah.
Go on with yourself. All right, so let's dial back. Tell us a little bit about your professional work.
You know, I have been in the business world, since college. I went off and did the corporate thing. Mm-hmm. I lasted 8 years in corporate.
I know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. Oh, man. For some people.
Right? And when they had, this was back in 1990, it was in the first round of those layoff packages. And they offered that package, and my hand went up before I knew. And I think they were equally glad. I was too creative. I was too creative to fit into the corporate box. And so I had my own business right away. I was doing all different kinds of things. But what happened was, as they went on with their layoffs and all the voluntary severances and so on, people would come to me and say, Karen, you were laid off 2 years ago. You took your package 5 years ago. What do I do? And I found myself continually drawing the same circles and arrows for people. And it was like a natural evolution of, I took my step forward, and as people came along behind me, I turn around and reach out my hand. This is how business works. This is how it works when you get out of corporate. And I liked it. So teaching other people really made my heart sing. And that's how I got started on the business side.
Wow. And that same for me. I was always creative. I've had, you know, I don't know if I should share this publicly, but I've had about 30 to 35 jobs in my career in 57 years, you know, from everything. And that is without a degree. Oh, yes, brains. No, I'm not degreed. You know, I have a street PhD. Okay. But I'm smart. I'm very smart. I'm very well read. I'm a great networker. I'm a quick learner. And I really try to navigate myself through an organization. I want to know everybody from the CEO to the janitor, because everybody has value. Everybody adds something to it. I've taken what I've learned from corporations and businesses and been able to pour that into my own and been extremely successful. I made a whole lot of money, but when I get into an organization or a corporation and it just, you know, the water is just too deep, I'm not going to sink. I'm going to swim to the top, and it's worked well for me, but now it's different. You know, you can buy a degree. As my Jamaican friends say, you can have as many degrees as a thermometer and still not know what temperature it is, you know? So it's a lot. I understand what it is, and everyone can't be an entrepreneur or solopreneur because that takes a lot of work too. You know, you got to build the business. You've got to have a business plan. You still have to have a team. You still have to have a customer. You still got to get paid, all of that. So you have written a great book. How do you pronounce it? Purposivity.
To have your productivity on purpose. I made it up. It is now.
Okay, Webster, there's another word for you. It says the feminine face of productivity for time, team, and tech. Here it is, brains. You have an opportunity to win your copy. I can't wait to go through the pages of this because Karen is very, very smart. What's inside the pages of purposivity?
What's inside of there is to really land in a way to articulate your purpose so that everything you build around that is meaningful. That's my goal, is that people would be able to be supported through meaningful work. So first it has to be meaningful, and that's the purpose part. And then to be able to have the strategy and the structures that make it sustainable, right? Because I want people to be able to stay in business,
right?
To be successful and stay in it both financially as well as energetically. There's no point building a business and then hating it.
Right.
So it's got to have both of those. That's the purpose and the productivity part.
Right. So what's inside the pages of the book? Is it blueprints? Is it not rituals, guidelines, structure based off your work?
It is based on the work that I do with people as best I could to just put it all in there. And what you'll find in there are a whole lot of diagrams, a whole lot of little exercises, you know, how does this fit? And what are really my core values? And what are the elements that make life meaningful, with all kinds of pictures and workbook places to write in? And then again, taking that and saying, of all the ways that I could market, what fits who I really am? You know, unlike you and your beautiful way of connecting with every person in an organization and being out there networking, I'm more of an introvert. So for me, the things that are going to work are one-on-one, like this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so in the book, there are diagrams and exercises to really get a handle on what's going to fit for you. My philosophy is you are divinely designed. Yep. You're perfectly designed for what you're here to do. It's not an accident that you need to overcome. So basing your work design on your divine design allows it to bring that out in the world. And I want it to be fun as you go through it. Yeah.
It's fun and it's interactive. And that's what I tell authors that they need to consider in this day and time. Either you need to be audible or you need to provide some interaction. People just don't want to read wah, 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 wah. They want it quick and slick. They, you know, they want to be engaged. And again, like you said, for the introvert, this is the perfect book. And for the extrovert as well, because they like your creativity. So now here we go. We are going to, I know I'm a little nervous. Brains, she asked me for the interview. She says, okay. She says, I have a game called The Path. And would you like to play? And I was like, do I have to expose myself? Do I have to be vulnerable? She goes, yeah. I was like, all right, I'm game. So I'm excited about it. So here we go, Karen Fitz.
Yeah. So this is what the game looks like. Comes in a nice plastic box. And it's all based on nature. It takes the three areas of business from Purposetivity: yourself, your strategy, and your systems. And it maps them onto nature images. These are all images from my motorcycle rides.
Oh, wow. So
the ones with gold edges are pictures of rivers. And this is the flow of yourself in your business. Okay. Whether maybe it's clogged up or it's flowing freely, that's what those are. And then the ones with purple edges are all about your strategy. These are all pictures of mountains. Purple mountain strategy. It's easy to remember. And then the green images are all pictures of forests and trees. This is up in Sequoia National Park in California.
I love trees.
Right? So your plans, your actions, your systems, your automation. So taking these nature images allows you to look at your business as an ecosystem. It's not just the one thing that you do that you're good at, like I'm a great massage therapist or I'm a graphic designer or whatever, because there's got to be the whole business ecosystem around it. So to play the game, we're going to use it to just get some insight. The little booklet that comes with it, there's actually six different games in there.
Oh, okay.
We'll take the easy one, the fun one first. And what I'd like is for you to think of a topic or a question that you would like some clarity around in your business in the next 7 to 10 days. What's coming up for you?
Well, I have really kind of put the brakes on releasing a new show, a new podcast, totally different from this current platform, exciting, innovative, very creative. Give me some insight on that. What's my path?
All right. So is the question around when is the best time to release that, or what do I need to prepare within myself to be ready to release that?
Right. Both.
All right. All right. So like what's the next place to look to be ready to get that out to the world who's waiting for it? So since I'm holding the cards and you're not at this point, okay. I'm just going to shuffle them and have you tell me when to stop. We're going to draw three different tiles.
Okay. Stop.
Okay. There's the first one. I'm going to lay them out in order in front of me.
Stop.
Okay. There's the second one. Okay. One more.
Stop.
Okay. There's the third one. Interesting. So what we're going to do is take these three little pieces and make them into a story.
Okay.
Right? And we'll do a little hero's journey on it. And so this first one, the first position, represents the call in the hero's journey. So something that you've pretty much completed, you just need to tip the tipping point so that you're dropping into the real adventure. I'm just going to read you. There's little words on the back of it.
Okay.
Right? So the call, or what you're completing, and this is a river tile, so this has been inner work for you.
Okay.
Smooth flowing. Here you are, right in the middle of it. You're filling your space and flowing smoothly. you trace the shoreline intimately, the perfect blend of structure and flow. How well do you know you?
I know me pretty damn well.
That doesn't surprise me at all. But my suspicion would be that this is pointing to, in near recent past, you've been doing a little bit of that looking within and saying, who am I to do this? What is mine to be able to bring forward? And how do I need to grow into it?
Right.
That makes sense.
That absolutely makes sense. Because it is, it's a different direction from my current platform. And so I'm really trying to navigate the waters to see if there is a need there, to see how this is going to fit, how it's going to resonate, you know, with people. So yeah, that's it. And there's a little bit of a fear factor. Yeah. And I'm not a big swimmer. So, you know, so water, it, definitely, you know, I'm the first one to put on the life jacket.
Right. And as you're looking at this, you're definitely looking at stepping out of the known, the comfort zone,
absolutely,
into something new, taking a risk. I like to call it adventure.
Right? You're right. It is an adventure.
So as we drop in to the hero's journey, we call the next part the challenge. And the truth is, it's through the challenge that the hero grows. If the hero doesn't grow in the story, we call it a tragedy. So this challenge exists in support of your growth.
Okay.
Right? So what's coming up as being a challenge is this forest. So it's about plans and actions. And this is called spiral stairs. That one thing right in front of you, do it now. Climb that one tree, branch by branch if you must. Do what is yours to do.
Okay.
This would speak to maybe taking that first step as actually being, putting the systems in place or getting things organized or, you know, whatever the tech is. But the challenge is to go ahead and do that one first thing, take that action.
And that's really resonating with me. If you knew what I was going through on this side over here, is I have everything already ready, but I haven't recorded it yet. Everything's ready. And so that is the next step. That is the one step that I need to do. And I don't know why I've procrastinated, because that's not me. That's not me. So maybe it's, I needed to be with you, Karen, to really, you know, have that boost. And that's what I'm telling my brains. You know, I bring these guests to you because they have the insight. This is what they do every day. This is how they've grown. This is how they've evolved. This is how they've helped others. So this is, you know, this is exactly what I needed. So thank you.
I love that. So let me tell you the fun part, right? This third tile, we call this the celebration. Should you choose to take the step and do the one thing,
right,
and begin that journey, who you become in the process is the gold.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah, baby.
I'm ready.
So what happens when you take this step is that something becomes possible or becomes easier.
Okay. Okay?
So this is what this one says. This says the long journey. The flow of soul continues beyond this moment, beyond this circumstance. Consider the current situation and your growth in a larger context of your journey. You're on your way and you're in motion from the bird's eye view.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So this next podcast that you're launching isn't the end. Right?
Wow. It's
who you're becoming in the process of doing this that leads to the growth of your soul, that you can do the next thing. Right? This is where I see business as the perfect place for us to take our path, right? It's a place for our personal development. It's a place for planetary transformation where we make a difference in the world. Mm. And so when we see it from that kind of a perspective, it's like we gain this courage to take that step. It makes it meaningful to be in the business.
Right. Not to be of the business, but to be in the business.
Right, right. And what you're bringing to yourself, you're also bringing to the world. Wow. Yeah. Well,
I am excited about it, and I am going to take action. When we get off this call, I am going to go into my studio and I'm going to record it. Okay.
Yes.
And just kind of see where it lands. And you don't know what you don't know until you actually step out on faith. And we do. We walk by faith and not by sight. Mm-hmm. We live by hope and our aspirations and our dreams. And so I'm so glad that you are a dream catcher and not a dream crusher.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because those can be definitely Debbie Downers, and we don't want that right now. We don't need that right now. We're in a new space. Let's talk about the new space for a minute. 5G. What are you feeling about that energy? You know, there's a whole lot of chitter chatter going on about 5G and how it's impacting us with our energy, with our spirit, with our health, with our thoughts. Where do you feel? Because I feel that you're a very in tune spiritual woman.
My sense is that 5G may affect the physical plane, and we evolve our physical vehicle based on the context where we find ourselves. Mm. So we can choose to position that as something to be against, or we can choose to position that as something to incorporate and upgrade. Because that which we are is so far beyond the physical. That which we are on a wisdom level, that which is coming through us to build these businesses, has way bigger fish to fry.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's my perspective on a lot of these things that, to me, they are held out as distractions. Wouldn't you like to have fear around this?
Right.
Wouldn't you like to create an us them around that?
Right.
Wouldn't you like to, you know, get distracted mm-hmm. into these delusions rather than staying focused on the wisdom base of what's the foundation, what's the core essence that's here to grow and blossom and evolve and contribute. Mm. So long as my attention chooses to be in that alignment, what I do as my business is sacred.
Right. Right.
Absolutely. And that might be bringing organic vegetables to the farmer's market. And it might be doing childcare so that someone else can do their work in the world. And that might be being a coach or being a digital marketing expert. Whatever it is, if I don't do that piece that I'm designed to do, it's that contribution doesn't exist in the world.
Right.
And so my choice to step in and participate in alignment, to address my inner gremlins, mm-hmm. make friends with them, enroll them in helping me move forward, all of that is my sacred duty in using my business as path.
Right. And it is a path. It is a path.
Yeah.
So this has been heavy. This has been very intuitive. I got goose pimples because now I know that I have to go in and I have to walk that path and leave an imprint. And I'm excited about it. I'm definitely going to keep you informed because I know, you know, my spirit is telling me, you know, what are you waiting for? And again, it is it's a little fearful, you know, because it's like giving birth to a baby. You know, once you give birth to that baby, it's yours and there's nothing they can do but own it. But like with children, you have to nurture it. You have to love it. You have to watch it grow. You have to feed it. And you have to just kind of do the work. And I'm so glad that I am ready to do the work. And I have great people like you and great guests like you on my show that help me facilitate that and give me clarity when I'm cloudy. And brains, that's what we're doing. We're giving you clarity. We're giving you options. We're giving you choices, things that you've never been introduced before. I go all over the world to find brains and to bring them to you, to enlighten you, okay, to kick you up to your 5G. So Karen Fitz, tell my brains how to get a copy of the book as well as how to get in contact with you.
You bet. My website is KarenJoyFritz.com. Plain and simple. And of course, there are links for the book and the game and my other book, The Art of Adventure. So those are all available on the website, as well as how to work with me individually if you want to take it deeper. The books are also available on Amazon. Getting the game on Amazon was not going to be something I wanted to pursue at this time. So that's only available on my website. But we do also have a Facebook group around the game for people who want to play. And we have different downloads, like this worksheet, where you can track your three tiles and what they mean for you. So definitely, you know, head up the website, friend me on Facebook, and if you have a question, just drop me an email, Karen@KarenJoyFritz.com. I'm here.
Well, and she's the business brains, okay? Because she's on the edge with me and you here on the edge. We love it. I want you to go in and subscribe to other edgy conversations on LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram and YouTube. We're all over the planet. Also, I want you to hit like, love, or wow and be entered to win a copy of Karen's book and one of our signature coffee mugs, so that you can sit there and absorb all of this information. Let it sit in and resonate before you jump on the back of your motorcycle and drive through the wilderness. Karen, you have been such a joy. I love your middle name, Joy, here on the edge. Please keep us informed. And we have to stay connected because you are definitely a progressive thought leader. And what you're saying is resonating with me. And I'm sure it's resonating with a lot of my brains.
Excellent. Let's all go forward together.
All right. Move forward, brains. We don't have a choice. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not promised. And all we have is the present. Bye, Karen.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much.
Thank you.